What about now a calf that noise that a calf makes when she's being weaned? And what would you say the calf does? It
moves.
You say the same thing about a cow feeding time, the noise the cow makes.
Bellowing or something.
And what about the noise that a horse makes? You say the horse began to okay. A lot of these would be home for you. And say that you have a lot of horses and mules and cows and all this together.
Mm-hmm.
Say you had to go out and feed the
stock.
And what about hens and turkeys and geese and all together?
And go out and feed the chickens.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs, you call her a
rooster, laying hen.
And what about the place where you keep chickens?
Chicken house.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I ask you about the bone that you pull apart like that? Kids like to get. Okay, what do you call that?
Would you call it the wishbone?
And what about the, do you have any name for all the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat, like the liver and the gizzard and all like that? Any name for all of them together?
Let's say the legs, the breast, the gizzard. What do you call it? Is it the shoulder? No. What is it? Wings? Is it called the wings?
What about now on a hog? The inside parts of the hog, the intestines that you might use to stuff sausage in? Any name for those? Some people cook them and eat them down in Alabama. Smell awful when you cook them. Ever hear talk about chitlins or anything?
Yeah, is that something you can get to make grease or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandmother did
that. Would that be the term you use, you say?
Chitlins.
And, yeah, you cook for grease, some of the stuff.
They're just fatty stuff, yeah.
Just intestines, what it really amounts to. People cook them now, but in Alabama, and eat them nasty smelling.
Right.
They don't taste that bad, but they smell pretty nasty.
I'm never around when I do that stuff.
Rutabagas, I can't stand to eat them because they smell bad when you cook them. And, these things smell worse.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's time to go out and feed the stock and do the chores, Farmer might say at what time it's
time to do the chores.
Okay. And, if you wanted to, you might think of your grandparents here, if they wanted to get a cow in from pasture, what might they say to it, you know, call to it?
Here.
Call it last name then?
Yeah. Well. Here, six, like something like that.
Six, yeah. What about to make it stand still during milking? Have anything like that they'd say? Is it six to get it in?
It's hard to keep them still.
Anything they'd ever say to them?
My brother had one time where he had tie his legs, he had tie his tail.
Yeah, I have. The last time I tried to do that, the cow got his tail in the milk bucket and hit me in the face with the tail.
Ooh.
So it was rather gruesome. What about if you were calling a calf? How would you?
The same way.
Same way. What about a horse or a mule? How would your grandfather call him in? Would he have a call or a whistle?
He'd have a call. Can't remember.